friends first? You put your friends first?
Would we be your first friends?
Yes.
Jabby turns around and looks at Amaruk with the big eyes of like, can we keep them?
I think he's more...
We are already developing a planet for the misunderstood. And I have this feeling, I've always had this feeling about the swarm, that maybe there was something we were missing. Because they were so powerful, because they were so strong. What do you think, Kia?
I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I want to find out about you. You obviously want to find out about us. You didn't dispatch us on the second you saw us, but I think we can help each other out. And, you know, we're starting something new of our own. And, you know, maybe you want to hang out for a little bit, see how that goes. Plus, Elo Ketch is a dick.
Kia's going to be dating the hive mind by the end of
this. Yeah, I mean,
she's already dating the space cloud, so.
Oh, man.
She says, but what happens to our security when the head of the snake is removed this time?
Well,
we will leave them on our planet with our people, with guns.
Machine. With not here. Kill weapon.
Oh. Ooh. Where is the weapon? Do you know?
This, like, wave of relief and affirmation washes over you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like...
Same. Same. Hard same.
Like, in real life, same.
Yeah, totally.
Honestly,
like,
this game! Oh! Like,
Yeah.
Huh.
The location of the weapon, though, is it nearby?
Show.
Ooh.
In our minds, or like we're going for a walk? Because I love walkies.
I like a swim.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Swim. Swim.
Swim.
All right. We are with you then. Show us.
Fantastic. So,
just for clarification,
yeah,
we can become friends with the swarm if we just get rid of this weapon of this dude we already don't like while he's away.
It's a pretty good deal.
So what it sounds like.
Okay.
I'm fine with it. As long as, like, they don't know who. Do you have any way you could, like, maybe disguise me? I, like, stand out, like, a lot.
Let's
consume.
See.
Wait.
No, that's not the word.
Wait,
we want
wait.
To
what
use.
Do you mean, consume?
You know what? That's cool.
Enough. I'm not ready to be a bug. I am a queen. I am a wolf, and I will remain a wolf till the day I die.
So, the wall next to you begins to like pulse.
Yeah.
Like it's fine. Over and over. It's fine. It's fine. It's cool. And, like, it pulses again and again, and then there's, like, a lidded eye pulling back.
Yeah.
Reveals this thin membrane of that inside of it is floating this, like, large bug creature that's very humanoid. It has two long arms, and one of the arms has, like, these claws that extend out from its, like, bones. Three claws, and they go out, like, like, 2 feet. 2 feet long. And it's like, continue. Yeah.
Is this Avatar? Are we avataring? Where's the unobtainium? Let me get in this Avatar. Yes. Bitch, I'm ready.
And the, Awa the has other heard arm you. Has...
Awa like, has heard you, bitch.
It has, like, fully opposable thumb and everything on it. Both of them do. But this one has a large, some kind of, like, blaster attached to it, right? And... the legs are long and dexterous, and they're covered in spines. And on the back of it, it has what look like two fins, or they might be wings. And its head has these two large eyes that have these, like, hooded, armored lids that look like they can pass back and forth over the eyes. And it, like, floats there for a second, and then it, some unseen current inside of the pod spins it, and the back of this entire thing is just open. The calves are, like, cracked open so that it looks like you could step inside of it.
Do I remain myself if I do this?
Self.
I get him. Yeah, yeah. So this this like fun, like there's tail wagging. It's a lot of that feeling of her, how excited she is to explore and all of that, and all the fear that she felt on the way over here is like melting away. This is like the new adventure. This is it.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is exploring the unknown. And she's like, wag, 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 wag. And then she gets into it and she goes, I'm just going to just go on a little ride here. Okay. And then she starts sticking her hands inside the arms of this bug. And she goes, all right, suit me up, sworn baby.
Damn it. The carcass closes around you, and for a second, you can't breathe. And the reality of betrayal washes over you, and then suddenly something goes down your throat, and suddenly you have breath, and you're being fed, and there's chemicals that are pouring into you from various different needles that are stabbed into your arms.
Ew. I hate this.
This is like the worst magical girl transformation ever.
Glitter it's the best falls one. Over everywhere, oh, and man. Suddenly it's Bug Girl.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yes.
Ching. Yeah, it's a Sailor Moon transformation, and then she ends it. She's man. Like, I'll punish you.
Oh man.
So it's around you. And you are one with it. Every movement that you make, there's like a little bit of stumbling around at first as you figure out that you're taller than you are and your feet aren't quite where you thought they were initially. But like, here we are. And you're inside of a bug. And you can see to the side fully. Yeah. So like the edge of your vision is like
so much further back.
It's like 30 degrees.
Do I have a higher perception? What's happening? Please tell me more.
Okay.
Please.
Let's stab this puppy.
This puppy, I'm the puppy.
So you just stepped into your own Ava unit. Damn.
You were going to get, let's just make an advantage on perception checks.
Okay.
Let's say that arm thing does 3d8 points of damage. The claw.
Okay, I thought you meant to me from the needles, and I was like, now wait just a second. Okay, cool.
I know. This is so creepy, right? Your strength is now an easy 20.
Oh, bitch.
Oh.
You have this thing has a hit point bar of 70.
Ooh. Okay, until it's gonna like spit me out.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
and you said it's 3d8 damage with my arm. Yeah.
Plus your
and what's the
plus
range?
Your plus five of at your personal death strength. The range.
Yeah.
That's engaged.
Okay, the gun arm, it's still. Yeah.
The gun arm, is going to do 2d10 of acid damage, plus whatever your dexterity is.
Okay.
Bio Gundam is accurate. Yeah, Edie.
I'm ready.
Anne
I fucking
this
love
I
living ships.
Yes.
Who?
You.
Wait, did I?
Yeah. Players have the coolest thoughts, and they don't realize.
Oh,
that
you. Oh, you mean like during this game?
Yes.
I was like, I don't remember.
Yes.
Okay,
joining
great.
The swarm.
This is great. I'm ready.
Yeah, and your speed is 40 feet, and you have a swim speed that's equal to that.
Oh man. Okay, tell me one more thing, which is just what is the range of my gun arm? Is it like 30 feet, 60 feet? What's 60 happening?
Feet.
60 feet. Okay, cool. I've made notes. Let us continue.
Oh my god.
Oh man, we just got a donation from Not 1D. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Where's my controller? Oh man. Ooh, we're only $80, is it? $80.
It's true. Only $80 away from our level up dice giveaway, which is available to people internationally. So I will mail them internationally.
There's some special goal special stuff inside of the game that you can check out on the Discord as well.
Yeah, there is.
Go look it up. All right. So,
and that is actually the link right there in chat if you want to send some support our way monetarily.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
So, Bugdom. Oh my god. Yes, yeah. It's Bugdom. It's like Gundam but more bug. All right. Actions. What do you guys up to?
There is only one suit, right?
This is so cool.
I'm tempted to just give you guys all suits.
Do it.
Yeah, let's take some
Yeah,
suits.
So I get in there. In I get in there and I come out donation, and I say, are there more of us? I say in this like new bug voice.
Yeah. Let me specify each person's suit for them.
Ooh, though. Yes. Ooh,
personalized bug
suits. Let's give you some personalized bug suits. Which is the weirdest thing I have ever said.
I love this new Kigurumi is going to be real cute.
Man.
Good lord. We have received more tippy tips. So you think about that and I will get the information on the tip lab.
I got this. So Kia, talk to me.
Yes.
Your bug, right, has like this long elongated head. And at the back of it, there's this like long tail whip that has a barbed tip.
Yes.
That barbed tip is going to be a D6 and it's going to have a DC 15 poison, which is going to give them disadvantage on a bunch of stuff.
Cool. I love that.
This is descending into chaos. It also has on its arms it has like these long sheets of bone that make up the outside of each of the arm, but you can tell that they detach, so you can like shoot bone out at people.
Like yes,
amazing. That's so fun.
That's gonna do. I undervalued on that damage. That's gonna do 4d6 of damage.
I love that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I love that.
This is just going to be the craziest.
I am going to draw these.
Do battle.
I'm so excited about this.
I just hear all the theme music.
So, Caster.
Yeah?
Yours has wings. These gossamer wings that have these like very so cicada fun. Kind of covers wreathed in this like orange and black shells. Yours also has you have an exocortex, right? It has it has like a spot that's been grown around for the exocortex. That also so has cool. this like long biological cable that extends out of it that surrounds your exocortex's cable and is like plugged in and interacts naturally with your exocortex's cable. To boot, you have this underneath the skin of your arm, of your left arm, is this gland that like pulses with red energy. And if you choose, you can fire a flamethrower cone out of it.
Oh, shit.
That's going to be a DC 15 dexterity save. And it's going to it's going to do 4d10 damage. You're also going to have, yours has these massive, teeth. These huge teeth that you can snap out and bite with, and they're gonna do 2d8 points of damage. Everyone's strength is 20. Let's see how what terrible things.
And our AC.
This is insane.
Is
your AC? Your AC? Yeah. Let's just say it's your natural AC. I'm not gonna mess with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll get crazy.
Dex.
Yeah.
Yours has multiple arms like you.
Yeah.
And each one of these arms is not, they don't have like hands or any kind of, they don't have thumbs, so it can't like hold on to things, but each one of them is this like large curved pincer. So if you wanted, your entire body could be hand. So you're going to get 3 attacks every turn, and each one of them is going to do 3d6 points of damage. Bug squad.
Bug squad. Yes.
Please do, Dauntless. We await your return next week.
Mwah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Join our Discord before
7
you go.
p.m. Eastern. Yeah, I just put that in there.
Great, thank you.
7 p.m. Eastern every Thursday. That's when we play Starfound.
Starfound. Dexter, I want to give you something else.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, as you like get into it, you feel that your brain and like the higher power of your brain is starting to connect with the large bug brain behind it, and you have limited telekinesis.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
At will.
Mm.
All right. Okay.
Take us on an adventure, DM Daddy. I'm so ready.
I think we need to take a break.
Oh, no. Yeah.
What was your question, Parker? Did you have a question?
I was just going to ask technical stuff like, what's the range of the flamethrower and what...
20 feet.
20 feet, great. And the wings, is there a fly speed?
60 feet. You all... are in your bug suits, suited up, ready to go, and the crab tar opens up, right? And now that you're in your suits, you see that there's, like, little bug-like handholds that these, like, membranous... Let's talk... You guys are seeing through the eyes, right? It's not like... Mm-hmm. It's not like it's your eyes anymore. It's like it's the actual eyes of the swarm creature that you're inside of, right? Mm-hmm. And as you begin to walk around, you see that it's giving you little nudges, little helps, right? Little muscular, like, shifts adjustments. And adjustments, right? Little shocks into your system to make help you use it better as you continue to, like, move inside of this thing. And as the crab tar opens up, you see that there are, like, handholds to help you in. And there's, like, a specific place for your thing to sit inside of.
Yeah.
The crab tar itself has actually changed. The bone has, like, shifted and opened up to make more space for your now larger bodies. And it submerges itself again. And as it submerges itself, you feel this feeling of hope. And you emerge out of the ship and disappear again into the darkness beyond. It takes about an hour of you sitting inside of these wet crab bodies before finally the crab tar surfaces above water. Light cascades down over you, and as you disgorge from the crab tar again, tumbling down out artfully this time onto the ground, you see that you're on the beach of a small tropical island. These lizard-like birds fly, dipping down and skipping fish up from the water. Crabs of various different crustaceans with way too many legs crawl in the sand around you. And then you hear it, this boom, wow. And as you look across the ocean, you can see another island in what it seems like you're in sort of an archipelago. And this massive white spire reaches up out of
the water. Oh my god, we're on Scarif. Sorry.
That was easy.
I'm sorry, I watched Rogue One today.
Aww. And out of the... It splits into two pieces, right? And then comes down and has this, like, central kind of almost focuser, you might say. And out of this pyre comes a beacon of light that extends up. Can I get an engineering check?
Me!
That's not a me thing.
Not even. Whoa. All right. What do we got for engineering? I got...
13 for engineering. I'm going to give that a shot.
Yeah.
The hi mom chat in chat is making me so happy. So
yeah, cute. My mom's here.
Hi, Jill. Aww, the thanks best for thing coming about live streaming us. Is
that your mom gets to come and hang out.
Yeah. It's so nice. I miss
the other day I was streaming and my mom goes, I miss Know It All, which is the name of one of my patrons.
Where is Know It All?
Yeah. Know It All.
I love that.
All my dad Debbie. Pops in every once in a while, it's and it's so pretty good. Great.
All right, Caster.
28.
Oh, damn.
That's an engineering check.
This is a very high tech orbital elevator.
Oh. Mm. Elevator, like the one that's
wow,
isn't there a planet in Starfinder either in the Pact Worlds or the what that has a orbital elevator?
Yeah, I can't remember which one either, but it's out there.
It's not Versys.
What
is it?
What does that mean?
So an orbital elevator is basically an elevator that lifts things up outside of the gravity well.
Oh.
Right. So this orbital elevator works entirely on energy, right? And it can bring things down or up with this massively powerful tractor beam, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So here's my question.
The weight that it could bring down is also really massive.
So my question, my question is, can we still feel the presence of the swarm through these suits? No. Is that... That must be it.
That.
We have to destroy that. Oh, sorry. I speak differently. I'm a bug. That must be it. Hisses out of Amaruk.
Ooh.
How'd you get your voice to do that? I can't figure out how to get mine. I like knock on the inside. Oh. I can't get mine to do the cool voice.
You already sound like a bug, Amaruk. Or not Amaruk. Yeah. I'm
how do you make this filter stop?
Actually, you know what? Let me make this easier. Y'all are so fucking weird. you guys have telepathic communication up to 300 yards.
Great.
Okay. Oh, I liked my voice. Goodbye, voice.
So
bye,
maybe
choice.
That's how Amaruk sounds without the
normally
accent
sounds
in
her mind.
Right?
Hello.
She sounds like Galadriel.
Yeah. I can feel it in the water. I can feel it in the air. All right. No, she doesn't sound like that.
All right.
So, okay. So she says, all right. So what's the plan? We have to blow this thing sky high.
We gotta kill it.
Hmm.
Yeah. So let's do a combined check. Let's do a computer science check. Let's do an engineering check. And let's do a life science check. And a medicine check. You're just the boss.
Okay, I'm management.
Right. I will do the computer.
I got the life science.
Engineering.
Oh, God. I never roll quite better than I think I will.
That's a 26.
It's fine.
Nice. Good job, Jabby.
That would be a 15 for life science. I rolled a 3, so that tells you something.
It does.
Ew.
But it's the total that counts.
This is true.
I believe I got a 21 for engineering.
Cool. So let's talk about the objective, or as it may be, objectives. As long as you are not exposed to this thing, you will not need to destroy like camera footage, because obviously you don't want anyone to know that you have
been here.
Right?
Yeah.
You right. maintain a frenemy and gain a new friend
right.
at no cost, right? Now, however, it is important to note that they have a weapon against the things that you're wearing, so that might not be possible, right? Ooh. Now, you need to destroy their samples of this weapon, which somehow affects breath. That's all that you guys have surmised so far, right? Mm-hmm. So that's going to take getting into the labs that they have, probably, and destroying their storage of the various different test samples. Maybe they've completed it. Maybe they've made something that's semi-effective, and that's why the swarm is so scared. Who really knows at this time, right? So you're going to need to get in the lab, wreck that shit. But if they've also clearly been making... I mean, obviously, it's basic like protocol for any research station to make backups of their data. So you're going to have to destroy their central computer and hopefully purge through it all the other data that exists of this stuff, right? Then you will have to, I mean,
this is probably fine.
And finally, you're going to have to, I mean, you could destroy the station itself, right? You could engage in, I mean, like, as long as you guys are not exposed, it's easier, right? But anyone who sees you, you will have to kill.
Yeah.
Right? Or incapacitate or destroy.
That's what we know.
And, I mean, to boot, if he's going to build this thing again, he'll need this very structure. So if you destroy it, it might discontinue his desire to make something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think our... Amaruk, no. Sorry. She says, our goal should be, of course, to spare lives if possible. But at the end of the day, this is kill or be killed.
Trust me, I know that. I've been through that situation a long time ago.
If we don't get rid of this problem today, it will just be a problem for us tomorrow. It might look different, but it will be from that same asshole.
I hate that guy.
He does not sound great.
He's not. He sucks.
Can confirm. He's not good.
In that case, I say... we cause maximum destruction.
Sounds good to me. I'll know what to look for in a lab. In that kind of scenario, I'm on my best.
How can behavior. We blow this thing up? Like the entire structure is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If we place charges at certain points in the building, maybe.
Does anybody have charges?
Caster.
I have a detonator and I have a few grenades on me. I think they'll be useful.
That could be helpful.
All right. So I say we head in to get whatever information that we can. And then on our way, we should place charges at certain points. And then when we're on our way out, we will detonate.
So you guys are going to do, let's do a little bit of recon, right? You guys can like swim around. A couple of you have like serious, all of you have swim speeds, let's say.
Okay. And I can see like the Dickens.
So you all suit. Like begin to swim around. You climb up the like slightly volcanic mountain that you're on top of this new island.
Mm-hmm.
And you peer out over this thing. It looks like it itself is attached to the land by a large bridge. And the more that you look around, it looks like this tower that leads up into the sky also has a massive underwater section that stretches down deep into the water underneath.
That's what I thought.
And indeed, as you look around, it seems like the underwater section has these massive vents, right, that stretch out a ways away from the structure itself.
Sorry, like exhaust port type vents?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you mean by exhaust port
type
vents? I want to make sure.
Things vents. That if you clog would be an issue.
Make an engineering check, Caster.
You got it.
Go for it. The math happens.
20
Starfinder.
20 what?
Sorry?
25.
They don't look necessarily like exhaust vents, right? They're not active right now, but they are capable of, like, they are for something to go out or into, right?
That could be our way in.
Okay. Totally. I like that.
The weak section for explosives and is the long bridge that is extended out.
I think the best thing that I can do is honestly to just perform security as we go through. I don't have a lot of skills that can help us with the detonation or the computer wiping, but I can try to be aware and get in the way of those that would do us harm. That's basically
you can help me destroy things.
Yes, you just point me at something and I'll cut it to ribbons.
Though, and she says this, of course, all telepathically because bug suits, I get the feeling it might be useful for us to keep some samples of what they're doing here, just in case our frenemies aren't on the friend side of frenemies.
Just in case our frenemies be enemies.
Right. Just in case. Just in case.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just keep them on me. I'll be subtle. You know me. I'm super discreet.
Oh, God.
She says, but you're not a good liar, though.
I can lie sometimes. Maybe.
You saw that thing saw inside of us what we were thinking. So even if you think, oh, shit, I better be fucking lying, they're going to be like, ha! You have the serum!
What if I think really hard? What if I control my thoughts?
I'm just saying it's the risk that you would take.
I'll take it. I think it's useful for us to know what our enemies want and what our enemies don't want us to know.
I mean, I agree with you, but I think it would be, even if we don't have samples, if we can store it so that we don't like have it on us, like.
Yeah, I mean, while I'm clearing out the data, I could just make a backup on my computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just thinking of biological samples here.
Right.
Things that we may not have encountered. Things that Elo Catch has access to that perhaps we don't.
I mean, I'm 100% down for you to take biological samples. I just would caution you against taking the actual serum.
Okay, I'll take the components.
Sure. Live your life.
Great.
This is going to go very badly. Okay.
GM question.
Yeah.
So looking at the structure, would I have an idea of where their control room would be for hacking purposes based on this investigation?
You absolutely would. Yeah. The control room is going to be near to the orbital control or the orbital elevator control room, right? Which is going to be close to like the center of that like bulb, right? That's on the two sides of the two towers that extend up.
So that would be at the bottom?
Bottom is underwater, you now know. So
right. Oh, so the middle part, it looked like?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
You know what?
My computer only has the... Yeah.
Let's do a quick scribble. Let's get our quick battle map out.
My computer has a range of 100 feet. I'm assuming I'd have to get out of this suit to hack the system.
Yeah. No. No, I don't want you to have to get out of the suit.
Thank you.
The suits are so cool.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah,
it'd be a shame.
It'd be a shame to have to get out of my suit.
Because I love the idea of just like clamping on the side of the thing and then hacking from inside of.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Yeah.
I think my concern is like, is there a way for us to tell where we're going to have to go when we get inside? Like, is there a way for us to scan for like the center of all computer transmissions in the building?
This is how you draw. This is art.
This is art.
Yes, art.
Good work, Miles.
Is easy.
What the fuck is going on?
We're singing a
song.
Theater, Miles.
It's theater, damn you.
We're singing a song from musical theater.
What song?
Art Isn't Easy by Stephen Sondheim from Sunday in the Park with George.
I hear George is not a nice dude.
He's not.
He's not great.
No.
Would not recommend.
I hear he's not great. But he likes hats.
Control is right here. Let me get.
He's really obsessed with telling people about how he made a hat where there never was a hat. And I'm like, dude, we fucking
made a hat.
You drew something.
Oh my god! Okay.
It's France. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
For your awesome.
Can you tell we're all theater people?
It really. You have trouble hiding it. Lab and then out back.
I would never.
Let me draw. Let me color.
Also, cheese is really good.
The, Are you eating cheese? Why
yeah,
are you
really
eating
hungry.
Cheese? My God.
Yes, cheese.
So out back here is the bridge over here, right? That makes some sense? We make it sense? What happened to that mass relay? Not no, Nick. All right. So, what are you guys doing? What's the plan?
Well, first, we're still on the other page. The page with...
Oh, cool.
Darkness.
The darkness and the
the page.
Dungeon.
I cheated
the darkness.
And looked at the stream.
What's
there it is.
Yeah.
Well,
look at this drawing.
This.
Also,
it's a great drawing.
Like a dress outline, you know, like when you're ready to make a thing.
Pattern.
Yeah, a pattern.
Girl.
She
yeah,
thick.
A little bit.
Like you see the corset
okay.
at the bottom.
Like a halter. Know where that stuff is. All right. Well, I don't want to. Split the party, but maybe we try to go in through the vents in the bottom, stop by the lab, collect what we can, and then go to control and fuck shit up.
That's a good plan. I like that.
I like it.
Great.
I don't think we need to plan any more than that.
Yeah.
Let's swim and jump
yes!
in the water.
Cool.
So you guys
splash I'm living.
Zip through. Mm-hmm. The water like washes around your suits and makes this soft, like almost humming noise as it passes through the various different parts of your carcass. One more time, Elena.
Elena is just celebrating the fact
yeah.
that we were like, swimming. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
I'm so happy.
That's the worst. Just for you.
So you swim down towards the lower part of this, and as you're swimming, you see in the distance these like lights approaching. A patrol mm-hmm. of various different underwater submarines. It looks like a submarine and about 12 drones are coming your way. Actions.
How do we destroy the submarine?
Can I create a ghost sound like very far away from us? Like some sort of thing that's going to alert them to the other side?
That's
does it just go, ooh?
Fucking genius.
Yeah.
What does it sound like?
It's going to sound like an engine.
Great.
Just like a loud kind of like junker engine.
Mm. Nice.
Amazing. All the times that a player has been like, I make ghost sound in the corner. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. This for a sub where their only eyes are their ears. Yes. That makes 100% sense to me. I
fucking sonar.
Love that. That's so smart.
Make
Elena.
That boop. That danger boop.
Danger boop.
Oh yeah. We love it.
Let me roll for
that. Cantrip.
Though.
So
we love a danger boop.
I don't think
saving throw is will.
Yeah, what's your will save?
My will save is things that I know.
Who will save your soul?
16.
Get it?
Great, yeah. Fantastic. You cast it, you continue swimming forward. There's a moment where they begin to turn around towards you, and then there's a jerk. And they sail down and away in the direction of your distraction. And you continue.
Yeah, that's right.
We better move fast.
Yeah.
You guys are entering in through these vents at the
yes.
bottom end, right? You approach them. Mm-hmm. They're massive. These huge mm-hmm. tubes that are about 30 feet in diameter.
Nice. I'm getting a real Clone Wars vibe from this episode, and I don't hate it.
For sure. Yeah. Wait, can I take a look at the actual, like, inside of the vents now that we're inside them to see, like, what is expelled?
Absolutely.
From
so
these?
You see, as you approach, you see that there's, like, actual slats that close off the entrance. And then deeper in, there's also, like, a large pressure seal, which right now it's sealed. Mm-hmm. And as you move forward, I need all of you to roll a d20.
Okay. Oh no.
Oh dear.
Okay. What did you want us to add anything
no.
to it? 14.
17.
10.
Oh. 5. Oh.
5.
5.
So, Caster and Amaruk are okay. Dexter, Kia, your suits begin to like convulse slightly. There's like little twitches, and you can feel these muscle tensions starting to press in on you and starting to like actually like make it really hard for you to breathe. Mm. Why don't you roll a life science check, Kia?
Not real.
You got it. You got it. That is a 27.
Oh, ooh, shit.
The thing that they're clearly, it seems to you that there's some kind of poison in here that is affecting your suit's neurological functions.
Mm. Oh, I voiced this to everybody.
That's not good.
So maybe, Jappy, should we just like take our suits off here and like leave them and pick them up later?
They're not like dead. It's just a little bit of twitching. But if we encounter a serious dose of it, it's gonna fuck not just the suit up, but you as well.
Yeah.
Just so you're
so she says. She says we can't do that. The whole reason for the suits is so they don't see us. There'll be cameras everywhere. He runs a security company.
That's true. I got scared.
How do we disable the poison? Do we see where the poison is coming from?
For Kia's awesome life science check, clearly the poison has come out of here at some previous time, and your system.
Oh, so
is
this
just
is how they've been.
The
they've
remnant.
Just been shoving serum into the sea. That's what they've been doing. Okay. Yeah, through here. They just poop it out every so often.
It's a metaphor for pollution.
Just poop it out.
Could cool. I try and use my limited telekinesis with this to try and just like push some of these particles of poison away from
absolutely.
Our area?
Absolutely. So you start like kind of like kind of stirring do a little mini filter. It away, trying to like clear it away. Are you okay, Anne? Did we get you?
I'm fine.
I'm so sorry.
I
poop it
please
occasionally
continue.
Too. Do you wanna talk about it? The poops.
You want to poop it out with us?
I just want you to move on. Don't focus on me. I can do this. Focus on
amazing.
Dexter.
All right. So at the end of this is this large pressure seal, right? And it is closed right now. It is sealed so that nothing can get in or out. Actions.
Is there anything that I can hack to open up the door, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. So you like reach out and you notice that there's like a large, a pretty significant computer system that controls this, branch of the oh God, the words, they are suddenly just
spire?
Running out. Spiral, absolutely do. So why don't you make a computer's check to get like access to the open door part of
got
this?
Got it.
Nice, beautiful. So as you begin to hack this, right, you reach out and like begin to touch the edges of this system. Because this is like a system that's slave to a system that's slave to a system that's slave to a large, massive supercomputer somewhere inside of here. You realize that the security is incredibly tight. As your like brain begins to scrape the edge of this firewall, you realize that it's like electric and sharp, and biofeedback like crackles back at you, trying to like get its way up your system and into your brain. But you're able to find a little back door and slip your way through like a maze of different encryption into this door open code. But it seems like this is going to be the easiest thing that you're going to do. No one expected anyone to break in through here.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the Death Star. This is everything. Star Wars week. Woo! I'm so excited.
Yes.
There's a big clunk as the metal around you echoes with the disengaging of magnetic locks, and then it opens and slowly shifts open so that the tide can flow in and out. And you squeeze around the edge of this massive door. And light flows down into this area from what looks like a moon pool up above. You can see catwalks and people walking up above and fluorescent lights shining down.
Actions. Man. Can I? So we know that we need to go. This is as down as it gets. So we need to go up to the lab from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So does there appear to be any like access to get up from where we are?
Right now you're underwater. You're going to have to surface to get a clearer sense of that.
Okay. Mm. I will go.
I'm just going to make decisions.
She starts swimming. She's got a goal in mind. She's going to start swimming to the surface, like staying to the side. So she's not just like surfacing in the middle.
Make me a stealth check.
Yeah.
How big are these creatures?
Humanoid.
Okay.
Stealth. 17 altogether.
Nice. So you emerge up over the head of the water, or the like rippling edge of the water, and you can see that there's like these large vats that sit in the corner, but are connected to tube systems that kind of like arc over the top of the room, intersecting and crossing one another. There's like an order to it, but you couldn't fucking tell what it is. You've never spent much time in a lab. And there are various
Clearly the system that they're injecting the serum into the water.
The way it seems,
You
do see that there's several different doors outside, and all of them have various different like signages attached to them, so it seems like it's designed to be easy to understand quickly, right? Up above, you see what looks like about 14 lab techs, right, who are walking back and forth. You don't see any guards here.
Okay. Yeah, why would you?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I
think...
I want to make one quick edit to what I've done before, because I didn't give Jabby any special way of movement. So Jabby, you realize as you're like sitting on the edge of this water that the color of your skin has adjusted to the color of the metal behind you.
Ooh.
Oh.
Does everybody else have special ways of movement?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does Helena not?
I don't.
No.
You have a... Don't you have a sweet swim speed?
Oh, I thought everybody had the swim speed.
Oh, but you have eyeballs.
Oh, me too.
You have special eyeballs.
I thought, okay.
I have swim speed.
Okay, got it.
There we go. I fixed it.
Great. I have my special eyes.
Get something special.
Nice. We're all special.
Yeah, cool. So I can see from here with my special eyes that there are no guards.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, so I telepathically communicate. This is great because we'll be able to be very quiet. So I telepathically communicate to them that through my swarm suit that I don't see any things above, and that I think the best way up is going to be to carefully climb up the tubes.
Tubes are too small for your suits.
No. Like, on the tubes. Like, use them as something to climb up.
I love that idea, honestly. Mm-hmm. That was not how I imagined the room at first, but let's say that in the middle of the room, there's, like, a hole in the center of the ceiling.
Yeah.
And these tubes cling to the outside of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fucking
cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Jabby, do you want to go first? Because you are you are probably unlikely to be seen compared to the rest of us.
I'm loving this. It's just wraith suit.
And then maybe we could create some kind of distraction once you get up there.
I like making noises in places where noises aren't.
I like making noises.
I like trains.
No. I like turtles.
I just kept waiting for the sentence to continue and then it didn't.
So good.
Love it.
Okay.
Great. I can do a stealth check.
Please.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Plus. Where is it? All right. That is 12. I rolled low.
Great. Well, you do get a bonus. Tell me about how you're doing this.
So seeing the tile, I kind of wanted to just like sneak across the floor, just kind of like scuttle across the floor. Keeping low so that if you're not looking at it, just out of the corner of your eye, you just see floor.
Great,
and then a little bit of like a ooh.
Oh my god, this is going to go so badly.
So you like crawl up the side, and your like large arms, right, like clasp onto the edges of this thing, and you start until you reach the edge, the opposite edge of the room, and then you're able to just like carefully edge your way around until you're on to the these tubes. But as you do, you notice that, or rather, the rest of you underneath the water notice that one of the techs is, like, looking over, and he's, like, kind of rubbing his eyes, and he's, like, peering a little bit closer and begins to walk.
And I cast ghost sound on the other side of the room, just happy birthday. Like, someone is drunkenly singing happy birthday in the lab. They use someone's name, Trisha. Happy birthday, Trisha. From like around the corner. So it's like, who is over there in the other hallway singing happy birthday to Trisha? She doesn't even work here anymore.
Who is she?
Happy birthday. You. Happy birthday, Trisha. Happy. Happy.
All right. So.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, so you cast that. Everyone's heads are like turned, and there's like a little bit of confusion going about. Actions. What are you guys up to?
All right. I'm going, now that this is happening, I'm going to climb up.
Great. Great. Yeah. Fantastic. Make me an athletics check because of this like speed of Lucky using for this you, drunken distraction.
I'm an athletic girl. Okay. Ooh. Hold on. Let me just check in case I have any special athletics. No. Okay.
Nope. Okay. All right. Fine. Cool. Fine.
Then. I rolled not good. And I would use my one Desna roll a day, but I think I used it last time, so you I did, can't use it. So altogether, that is a 12.
Oh, brutal! That's your total athletics. Isn't athletics?
Well,
like your thing?
I have a. Wait, hold on. Let's just make sure. Let's all make sure that that's correct. I rolled a 3, and I have plus 8, so that's even worse. It's 11.
Did you incorporate your? Oh God! Did you incorporate your plus 5 strength?
Oh, I didn't. I didn't do that.
So it's a 13.
That's a 13. We're right back where we started, folks.
What a journey it's been.
Oh my goodness. Oh, so you thank like... you, Not 1D, for that new donation.
What?
Dooba Dooba Doo reroll you. Says Not 1D. Not 1D. I wish that was a thing anywhere. Oh, you know what?
You know what?
He's probably looking at our old, I bet I still have all those rerolls, you know, and everything.
Give
on
you
there.
A reroll. Give you a reroll.
Oh, sweet. Thanks. Yes.
Why not?
Yay.
Why not? Yo, now the
okay,
reroll.
Okay, cool. 18? Yeah,
here's the thing. Now the reroll is a secret menu.
Yeah, it's a secret menu. Ooh. It's like ordering from the secret menu at Starbucks.
Yeah.
I like that so much more.
Yeah.
Great. So
if you know, you know.
The OGs. Seen it here first.
That's really funny. This the tip menu is only on Patreon.
The scandal.
So you It goes a little bit roughly at first, right? You'd like try to clamber onto one of the catwalks, and like it's way too slippery, and you're not used to this body. You're way used to like this smaller, lithe form, so you like almost bang the edge of the of this like large metal catwalk with your foot. And then you
oopsies.
Let's say that Kia reaches up and grabs your leg.
Yeah.
And you carefully pick it up a little, moving.
And
little
in your brain,
slower.
You hear, "Oh no, we."
Here's a boost.
Oh, no.
I got you.
And you like leap up and land carefully, just like right in the pocket of this hole.
Jesus, I punched my mic.
All right, actions. Dex is there. Amaruk,
I'm gonna follow.
There. Yeah. All right, great. Do you have any tactics?
Sorry.
I have an idea. Can I use my technopathy node to affect some? I can do four computer. Can I do four? No, never mind. I'm going to use my technopathy node to send a message to a computer.
Oh yeah, what's the message?
Saying that there's there's an error and that there needs to be maintenance seen in a different room.
Fantastic. So happy birthday, Mr. President Trisha. And
Mr. President Trisha.
In the different corner of the
she's
room.
She's the VP of Elocatch's client.
When the computer goes, error. It's bad, guys. Guys, it's real bad. You're gonna wanna come over here. I'm the computer and I don't even know what it is. Oh boy, can I get a human in here ASAP? Amazing. You like
said no computer
off of the
ever.
Chaos. Kia, what were you gonna say?
Oh, I was just gonna follow behind Amaru.
Great, and with that great freaking, I love that idea so much. Kia's like, cool, okay, my turn, and everyone, you guys are up in the pocket and like zipping your way upwards, and this.
These people, have they left yet? Are they leaving the room based on this?
The computer was in the room.
Oh, yeah. But the computer told them to leave the room and go to a different room. I thought that's what Parker asked for.
So Parker could not have found another computer in another room. He can only see what he can see.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
100 feet. It's basically say it's like saying like error, like destabilizing.
Yeah.
Please go to pressure tanks.
Yeah. If we make a lot of noise, she says in their ears, if we make a lot of noise here, I think it will be bad later. So we need to do this as quietly as possible. Can you hack into the computers from here?
I think we have to get closer.
Parker does not.
If I get 20 feet of it, I can do it.
You're 20 feet of it.
Okay. So you need to download all of the information about this serum and then begin wiping the computers.
Downloading.
Cool. So here's the thing.
Yes.
Roll your computer check, and then we'll talk about the
thing.
Can
I assist?
Yeah, why not?
Great.
I'm imagining these two bugs sitting with an iPad in this like dark like causeway looking down on
That's
this.
That's a natural 20.
They're all just huddled.
What's the normal assist space bonus?
Is it +4?
God, we are so bad.
We're so bad.
Oh man.
We just play Starfinder however we fucking want.
We really do.
It's just so fun.
Yeah.
So I rolled a 32.
Okay. So that is
That's
going to be
you
a
just blow the thing up.
8.
Wow.
Yeah. Great. Fantastic.
Sweet.
Yeah. Wait, you got a 32?
I got a 32.
Plus your
twins.
I got a 19 naturally, and I just
holy
just
crap. That's it for rolling.
Nat 20 with a 12.
So you guys, the two of you begin to. Well, okay. Here's what happens. Your like little cable reaches out and like inserts inside of Dex's
I don't like this
neck and like goes down and connects with his computer inside of his suit. So you're able to like, both of you jack into this system.
That's cute.
And it's like it just parts for you. It's just perfect luck. You slip in past the firewall. The password's opened like butter. Trisha, it's just Twisha 69, like 3 levels of it. It's great.
Trisha.
Girl.
And you emerge out into the cyberspace like a few levels lower and deeper than you should be. You have a map of this place. Like that.
Yeah.
Your predictions were super, super accurate. The research lab with the samples is at the middle of that base place, right? Right in the middle of the underwater stuff. And it's deeply, deeply secured, but the path that you're taking does lead to it. It just has a laser grid.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 20 yards up from where you are. That covers that entire place. However, you're not like in the computer yet, right? You're only in like the bottom research area that is for like minor techs. All of the central data goes to Opsys, which is this what seems like a massive computer of a massive challenge rating somewhere deeper in the facility. In order to get into that thing, you have like a couple of passwords. You kind of know what you're doing, but in order to get into that thing, you would need a better computer, a supercomputer itself, or really another roll like you just rolled.
Okay, so does that mean that if we actually leave the lab and go up to control, that we'd be able to get it?
Your best bet, the two of you realize, is going to be physically destroying the computer.
Right.
I'm going to give you two questions or requests. Like, whole system questions or requests.
Okay.
One from each of you. Let's do it this way.
Okay.
Sorry, I was just attacked by my cat.
Did you have something in mind, Dex?
I got very shadowy.
I was
very
thinking
quickly.
Something about trying to deactivate the weapons or finding a hallway where we can just like kill all the camera feed or just loop it so it looks so we can have just safe passage to the control room.
Right.
Looping would be great.
Yeah. That way they don't see it go down.
Is that yours, Dex?
Yeah. So safe passage to the control room.
Cameras are looped. That's not safe passage to the control room. That's cameras looped.
Right, cameras looped, yeah, so that we can move around without being stressed.
So with that being said, on that path, so this is going to be a question, will we face any hostility? Like, is there, can I get a schematic of like,
there's a laser grid.
So there's a laser grid.
Okay, on the path to the control room, it's a ways to the control room. Right. It is going to be tricky to get to the control room one way or another. Getting to the research lab, there's a laser grid.
Great. And that's my question. Great. So I know that there's a laser grid. Good.
You already knew that. So I'm just specifying so far.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Is there a way, do I know like reading the map and all that stuff, if there is something closer that we can shut off the laser grid? Because ideally, shut off that laser grid, that's fine. But I would want to go a little bit closer and not have a laser grid that's off for, let's say, like an hour or
the
so.
The
fail-safe
is in the in operations.
Oh, it's in OPSIS.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So I can't turn it off I go to OPSIS.
You could. You have one pretty much system-wide command that I'm allowing you.
Let's shut it off now.
Okay. So the two things that you have done are you have looped all the cameras for the next couple hours, and you have disabled the laser grid that is protecting the central research area. Great.
Okay, so speaking in our heads, Amaruk offers, that means that we can offer these people death or silence.
In what context?
Either we kill them and destroy what's in this room, or we say, swim out through the vents. Save yourselves. But you won't want to be here for long. We offer them options.
I see. Do we want to announce our presence right now?
For my awareness, we're talking about the people
in
the room that you guys are
in. Physically in the room, yeah. But we're not talking out loud.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah.
Right. I think it would be risky considering, you know, someone could easily notify everyone else in the building. I say we try and disable stuff first, and then, oh no, there's going to be an explosion, the building's going down, and then they get out and we get out.
Okay, but we still need to place charges.
Right.
Which we will do. We will do.
But how are we going to get, like, so in my mind, just please tell me if I'm wrong, right?
Yeah.
We're in this, like, we're sitting on top of the, like, lip of this bubble room, right? That sits way up from where the water was where we swam in, right? So we climbed up the tubes and then over the top of the bubble, and we're sitting.
Oh, you guys haven't gone up yet for my engagement.
What did we climb to?
We're closer to the
lab. You guys are still down at the bottom, right? Where you guys, so bubble room and moon pool, right? Mm-hmm. Let's draw it.
And we're
Let's draw
that.
It. Here we go.
Yeah.
Draw.
We
draw,
have the technology.
Draw. Draw it all.
I was like, what's happening? I'm confused.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. All right. So, give me a second. Let me clear this away. Mm-hmm. Boo-de-boo. New color. Let's go for turquoise, because why not? So,
turquoise
is the room. Here is your passage up. Here is moon pool stuff and catwalks just above it, right? Here's Trisha. It's her birthday.
There she is. Thank
go,
you.
Trisha.
Happy birthday.
It's your birthday. You're going to have a Trisha.
Not really.
Sing your birthday. You're very confused, Trisha.
It is. Everyone had forgotten.
Trisha's really happy. Trisha. It's Trisha's birthday. Trisha was like, oh, everyone forgot, but it was a surprise party. And drunk James, the Yusoki.
Classic James.
The
party was a month ago, but they finally remembered.
You guys are right here, clinging in bug form to the edges of here.
And that's fine.
There's Parker's wings. And you guys just did a big hakito. It's just some green,
Not to be confused with the taquito.
Onto the computer over there.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Okay.
Yeah. Up here is where the research, core is.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we actually keep climbing, we can just get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now the grid is, the laser grid's gone, so we'll be fine. Okay.
I misunderstood the room, and now it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So what do we do now? Do we need to do anything else in this room, or do we leave a charge here and continue our way up?
I mean, I say let's keep on moving. I only have so many grenades on me.
Right.
Won't we want to destroy everything that's in this room?
Maybe not this room. Really important as opposed to the control room and the lab.
This is the lab.
Nope.
Isn't it the lab?
Nope. Lab is up above.
You just said that. I'm sorry.
You're quite
Let's
right.
go to the lab. Goodbye. So begins climbing.
So you guys
lab.
This goes for meters after meters after meters until up ahead you hear this low humming of equipment. And you carefully peek over the top to see a large room with these glass partitions separating out, let's say, five different sections. More map.
I love maps.
More map. More map. Map. I'm the map.
Oh my god.
What a mashup.
Oh man.
The first one was an Anne Richmond original. The second one was Dora the Explorer.
Anne Richmond has some good originals, I will say. Go check out her Dice video for an amazing original.
That's true.
So we talk
I made Helena's Dice sing to her.
You all are right here in the center.
Are we playing soccer or football? What are we doing? It looks like a bad soccer.
All right. Oh, thanks, Anne.
Oh,
great.
I'm kidding. I'm going to die so hard.
Roll initiative.
No. Roll initiive because it's a ball.
A
and it would
partitions
roll.
For complication.
No.
So you guys are in the center of this circular room, right? There's partitions all around you, and the center one that you've climbed up to is where they're actually storing all of what seems like these samples of the gas, right?
Oh, shit.
These clear vats that have this kind of semi... I almost rolled for color. What color?
Purple.
Everything's purple. I've done too much purple in this game.
Never mind.
Green. Yellow.
Ew. And
exactly.
It does look very
sickly.
Gross.
So this kind of yellowish fluid with these little thin, wispy flecks inside of it. That almost look like, they almost look like feathers, but they keep disappearing and reappearing in various different places inside of the stuff.
Right.
And there's about 12 of them all around you, three on each side. Now, these other partitions have various different, like, testing areas, clean rooms, right? Whatever it's called, that thing that you put your hands into the gloves on the box. You know what I'm talking about. It's in Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Sure.
The sandbox.
Yeah, the sandbox.
There are next a bunch to of the sandboxes. Juicy Juice station.
So is this the place that we need to destroy now? She says questioningly. It seems like we were told we needed to destroy the lab and the data in the central computer, and this seems to be the place.
For some reason, where... you're just not picking up on all the things that I'm saying. You're like getting them all jumbled
only
together. So I'm gonna say them again, right?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Central computer, lab, and bridge. Yeah.
Bridge. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And those are three separate things, right? The samples are in the lab. The central computer has how to make damn samples. And bridge is how you knock this thing into the ocean so that it can't make no more
Got
shit.
It. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're quite all right. It's a lot of information.
Because that's what I wrote down from the first time was destroy those two things. Okay. But this is one of the two things. So how are we going to destroy it?
From this vantage point, can we see any people?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Let's say...
How many?
Let's go back to our little Mapito.
Mapito. Mapito taquito.
We're all about the taquitos right now.
Everybody was saying taquitos, and now then somebody said tequila, and I was like, give me a tequila.
That sounds lovely. I'm into it. Yeah. Guards on orange X's. Groups of four.
Uh-oh.
So four.
And techs in every one of the blue rooms. There's no one in your room. There's also, like, sporadic activity surrounding in, the hallway that surrounds the central room. But it seems like it's, like, you're in the middle of a work day, so people are doing their shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So... I repeat again, are we trying to destroy these things here, or do we want to start causing chaos elsewhere? We have no cameras. The thing that we don't have is we haven't shut down communications, which would be really helpful.
Right.
Communications meaning radio?
Yeah, like we want to make sure that they can't call each other.
Right.
Cool.
We can talk to each other all we want, and that's really what we need.
Yeah, but we don't want them to be able to say, hey, there are people here.
Which is the best part about having, like, bio suits is that they're not really built to hear that kind of communication.
What if we sneak in, grab samples, because your girl wants samples, head out, get to the computer, and then on the way out, we decimate this place?
Yeah, I mean, there's also... the problem of if we don't come back down because we're at the bridge, right? Sending it into the ocean. If we don't come back down, then these things would just be floating in the water and someone could either pick them up or they could explode and hurt more of the swarm in the water. So I kind of feel like we need to start making difficult decisions now.
We do.
What if we contaminate the samples?
Yes.
What if I add something to the samples?
Yeah,
that
just add something to the samples so they're fucked up.
And so then can I add some of the strange Benjamin adrenaline that I got in season one throwback? Can I figure out, like, into these vats how I can just inject something strange into it, basically to corrupt the sample?
Oh my God,
that's smart.
I make a medicine check from hell.
Because
you don't know what this is at all.
We could, like, put in something that's gonna make it explode.
Yeah, it's a 13.
Yeah, you so what your 13 is gonna give you is that, like, not really. With, like, going blind, no, not quite. It's like an interesting idea, but you might be able to do it if you knew about the composition of whatever they're creating.
So cool. Is there a computer that we can hack into up here to find that out?
Go for it. Yeah, there's a bunch of computers in this room.
Cool. Wireless hack.
You know what? Choose a number 1 through 4, Parker.
3.
Great.
Great. And wireless.
Was it the wrong answer?
You won't know.
Exactly.
Nice.
I hate this.
I would like to assist if possible.
Ooh, tequila. Go for it.
That's a 30.
What?
Okay.
So, can I have your dice? Or...
So, I rolled a 31.
Nice. Beautiful. Mm. Beautiful.
So, that's like, what, 36 now?
So, you start like getting into these computers. It's very heavily guarded. And you weave your way inside. Getting past the outer firewall, you already have a couple of passwords. You're starting to figure out these computers. And so the like cyberspace of these Kleintech computers is this very carefully ordered Fibonacci perfect nature scene. Where everything has its exact place, everything is in exactly the correct, like all the golden ratios are exactly perfect. Everything is defined in this mathematical order. And as you're like approaching the node that you think has this information, that is what they're using to put into this this formula to create this serum, out of the ground erupts this earth elemental, stumbling forward. And on top of its back, it has these two orbs that look like eyes, and you like dash for cover very quickly, like trying to hide inside of like some off branch code as quickly as you can, while these eyes carefully scan back and forth over you. Make a computer's check.
Make a computer's check. That is a 32.
Ooh.
Okay. This is fine. Everything's fine. Done.
You like.
What a good day.
You like elven robe yourself into the rock, becoming a part of it, right? And the scans pass over you, and the earth elemental like disintegrates back into dust and sand. And you walk over it to
so cool.
reach up into the tree and pluck the fruit. So you know that the actual creation of this serum is made from a bunch of different naturally occurring creatures that exist on this planet. There's a couple of anemone-like creatures that have a neurotoxin that is super effective against the swarm. And when they augment that with a couple of different things, especially some magically augmented things also from other creatures on this planet, they get this current neurotoxin. Make me another life science or medicine check, Kia.
All right. That is a nat 20.
Yes.
Nice. So that is a 28.
Great.
For
beautiful.
Medicine.
I love that. So you're like, wait, huh? You go over to Castor. You slit open his like fire producing gland, and like drop carefully a couple of drops in, and you hand it over to Dex and say one in each. Dexter, make a stealth check. You're getting plus 10 on this.
Ooh, plus tone to stealth.
But also the moment Kia goes up to Castor with a knife and goes, hold on. Excuse
hold
me.
Still. Slice.
24.
Nice. So you carefully up onto the second floor, onto the floor of this place, and then like carefully make your way up to the edge of the thing, waiting for your camouflage to adjust to the transparent, flowing, fluid quality of this goo inside of it, and just your two pincers carefully pulling the vial up and then dripping and then going to the next one.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
One by one by one, and as you drop this like little piece of this bile into it, it starts to change. And it starts to swirl. And you start to, it starts to go faster and faster and faster. Oh, no. And Kia, you you realize a little bit too late that it's probably going to blow.
Guys, I think I've realized this maybe a little too late. It's probably going to blow.
Oh, no.
Okay, so this is going to destroy this catch, so let's go up. Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Let's go
up, up, up.
To the control room.
So you guys can't, the tubes end here because they take these samples and send them down and
great.
Out.
Great. So this is where Amaruk is going to look for a door with her eyes and listen for like the way that sounds like an entranceway.
Absolutely. So there's, it's not hard for you to see. Yeah. There's one way out of here for security reasons, right? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Ginger, thank you for hanging out until 3:30. We're so glad you came by.
Thank you, Ginger.
Thank you so much. 7 o'clock PM Eastern time every freaking Thursday. And if we're not doing this, we'll be doing something else. All right. Yeah. Great.
From our previous roles, we would still have a map of the whole place, right? Mm-hmm. We just like mentally share that place.
Dex is 100% right. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause if we can like mentally communicate, I imagine we can just constantly like project the map image so we can
absolutely
follow along.
So there's one door out of here for security reasons. And there's going to be a variety of different public hallways and elevators that are going to lead up to operations room. That's the only way. Air here is cycled out.
It's cycled.
That's the only way.
Yeah. This place is this place is actually suspended inside of a vacuum chamber.
Okay.
Oh.
So we're going to have to get in an air vent.
There are no air vents in
I'm sorry.
There are no.
So we have to find we have to go through a door. Yeah. So I'm going to wait for things to be as like quiet as they can, and then I'm gonna jump down and just like quickly attack someone by a door.
I also have a smoke grenade.
Love that. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, what's the plan? Talk to me.
Like, I just want to start doing it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Sneaking towards the door.
All right. So I'm going to go with Anne's plan because Anne spoke first. So you like clamber up on top of the, on top of the edge of here, right?
Yeah.
And immediately you see one of the techs like look at you and his eyes grow wide and he's just entirely
And I'm just
going to
leap on him and
do it.
I'm going to leap on him and 3d8 plus 5 damage him.
Great. Please do.
So I'm going to roll to hit with my normal melee bonus, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Plus 2 because of
your
increased
exceptional strength.
Because I strong girl. Oh. All right. Cool. All right. So let's see.
Do it.
16 to hit.
Yeah, absolutely. So you leap forward. Your three claws, your like other arm bashing through the glass. It like fiberglass kind of like tries to stick together with like spider weave that's inside of it. And then erupts out like these pieces hanging off of it. And your blade extends forward and you...
I do 25 damage. I'm attuning to photon.
Punch.
So that's actually 27 damage.
Clean through his head like a predator. And his, like, the top half of his skull erupts backwards and splatters against the glass behind him. All right, let's just go in order.
Didn't
Jabby.
We see, can I ask a question? I'm sorry. You said that we saw, like, hand things at one point, right? Like,
things to
look. When we were looking at the first lab, you said we looked around and saw like everything that you'd expect, in, including like something where you would have to put your hand on a reader.
I didn't say that, but yeah, the locks are biometric.
Great. Mm-hmm. I cut off his hand.
Great. Cool. Free action. Free action, evisceration.
And removal.
Jabby, you're up.
I was making a stealth check to the door because I was on one of the, the little vats dropping the stuff in.
Absolutely.
And that is... So that's a 30 total.
Oh, God. So, like, everyone's looking over at Amaruk, and you skitter out of the hole in the glass that she's made and just zip over to the door. And as it begins to, like, close, you make me an athletics check.
Okay.
Oh no, that's a nat one though.
Oh no.
What are your modifiers? What are your modifiers?
Nat Starfinder. One doesn't matter.
No, it's Starfinder. Oh.
Elena's right that per raw, nat one on skill checks is not an automatic fail.
It's not a thing. Yeah. Oh, sweet. Great, great, great. Then that's your bonus.
But I'll do whatever I want to your nat one, okay?
Right. So the strength modifier would from the creature is what?
Plus five.
Plus five? Okay, so that's a six total.
Great, fantastic. No points in athletics. So it, like, begins to close, right? It's been open for a second, and the air... What is the word for this? It's the thing that keeps the air in. It's the blast doors. Great. Blast doors begin to close. And you, like, kind of push a little bit to keep it open, and you're like, no. That's a waste. That's a lost cause.
No.
That's a lost cause. You guys get here quickly as you stand on the far side. Waving. Waving bug hand rapidly. All right. Let's do Kia. All
right. Cool. I'm going to... also just try to, like, get there as fast as possible.
Great. You can absolutely get there as fast as possible. And, yeah, do you want to keep it open?
Yeah, I want to try to, like, I'm going to, like, put my body even horizontal to just keep this open and go.
Great. Roll it.
Great. Athletics?
Yes, please.
All right. That's an 18.
Woo, nice. You're, like, holding it back. You're managing to, like, stifle this thing's movement as somewhere in the deep, like, gears grind. You can hear the building start to groan around you. Caster.
Great. I'm just gonna run to the door and tumble through.
Amazing. Beautiful. You make it to the other side with great ease. However, there are four guards at this door, right? Mm-hmm. Who have seen you all, like, stumble through, try to keep the door open, and they all begin to fire on you. One of them, like, just desperately scatters bullets around, completely missing all of you. Jabby, what's your armor class?
My AC is... which one?
Kinetic.
KAC is 18.
Great. That is 12 points of damage to your suit. I said 90 points of hit points.
I think
for
you said 70.
70. Thank you. Cool.
Yeah.
We'll take 90. I mean.
Oh, gosh. One of them, like, rushes up to you, Kia, getting a little bit too close. You get an attack of opportunity.
Nice.
Cool. Can I, like, grab my sword from my back and just, like,
you want to use
just, like,
your
straight
sword?
Across? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I don't want to use these cool alien weapons. I want to use my good old
sword. No, I want to use my freaking sword.
Go for it. Yes.
Her name is Red. I love her.
We stand Red.
Elena, go for it.
I mean, it's not good, actually. Can I retcon?
No.
I mean, it's an 11 to hit.
That is a miss. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So I'm
not used to this bug suit.
I know, right? I'm going to retcon myself, and he was, like, running away from you. The final one takes a shot at you, and just, like, the armor, the shots bounce off of your armor, reflecting back and forth. All right. Several guards rush up to you, Amaruk. One of them swings out a large great axe and slashes across at your chest. You're going to take 8 points of damage. Okay. Another one swings over your head with, like, a series of I want to call them tauntauns. What are those? The
tauntas?
Tauntas, yeah.
Yeah.
They're, like, the electrified tauntas.
Those tauntas are tiny! So cute!
They're tiny! And you, like, duck underneath them easily. A final one rushes up and begins to fire at you, but you, like, duck and backflip out of the way.
Yeah.
And
it's like her bug fighting, like, her is all, like, skittery around the room, and she has, like, all this different, like, she's always been, like, a very physical person that's been all about, like, pouncing.
Yeah.
And now it's all about, like, jumping out of the way and, like, parkouring off of stuff.
Exactly.
And, like, it's very buggy.
It is your turn, Amaruk.
Okay. Is there one right next to me?
There's four right next to you. Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'm gonna go ahead and take full attack action. Just a casual full attack action. All right,
great.
Cool.
You do realize that Kia is holding the door for you.
Oh.
just making sure that we're that you're aware.
Okay, bye. Okay, so what I'm gonna do instead, as Kia is holding the door to make this even more crazy, is I will activate Blazing Orbit.
Yeah.
So that I can move and just leave a trail of fire across everybody that I run by.
Beautiful, beautiful. Mm. So you leave this flame as you retreat. They desperately try to swing it at you, but they cannot. They cannot. Yeah. Roll above a 10 today.
Yeah. It's just a lot of being on fire for them, honestly.
And
anybody who passes through it would take some damage.
Yeah, gotcha.
That we don't really care about.
As the doors begin to close, you see the flames start to whip up and make contact with like the burning pieces. One of the bullets has hit one of the vats
sample
and it's
things,
like start to spill out and like evaporate into this like red kind of mist, and it makes contact with the mist, and then there's this as the fire takes and it explodes out, flame bursting out of the door as you both as all of you step to the side and it erupts out in your direction. The door that you're standing in front of makes like an indent outwards as the eruption happens inside of there, and the alarm begins to sound. This wow, wow. Is that too Star Wars?
It's fine. I love it.
I
do
love it.
It. Do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that, Parker?
If there were Star Wars, it would be.
Yeah.
You
killed Parker's cool
sound. So it does
effect.
All of that.
And
I'm
let
sorry.
Parker do the sound effect.
Please go.
Go.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
I realized that was a little bit Dance Monkey Dance. I hope you didn't.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you. I was just excited about what you were doing.
It's the Star Wars siren, of course.
We all want to do the Star Wars siren. Mm. All right. So you guys are now in a long metal hallway that has these glass like domes over it. And outside, it looks like the center of this structure actually has water inside of it. And fish and sharks and strange creatures swim in and around it. Kia, roll a life science check.
Sure. That is a 23.
None, or rather all the creatures that you see are native to the Pact Worlds.
Hmm.
Gross. Okay.
Sure.
They're just like zoos. This is not good. It's not good. Also, if it's about zoology, it's a DC -5.
Yeah,
minus. I'm just putting that
you're
out.
Good. You're
oh,
doing, you're
okay,
doing
cool,
great.
Cool.
You're doing great, honey.
Cool. Thanks.
Cool.
Great. Actions. What are you guys up to?
Elevator?
Running towards the control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that, Dex? I'm sorry.
I was just saying running towards control.
Great.
Yeah.
So you guys take off, dashing forwards towards control. It doesn't take you long. You see, like, guards approaching from down the way. You make a turn. You find a large elevator, which you can see because of the see-through walls. It's not it's not hard to navigate at all. And you hop inside the elevator and press some buttons and vroom up. It must be a little bit weird to these people who have been, like, fighting the swarm to see them, like, civilly use an elevator and, like, wait as the music plays.
My God. Pact World music.
Yeah.
As the alarm blasts in the background.
My bug suit definitely, like, puts a claw on the side of the elevator and then just, like, hands on the hips. Like, wow. Look at this view.
Yeah.
Like looking around.
Yeah, you can see that like the bottom of it is like a speed grown coral reef as well.
Ooh.
Well, that's cool.
They're really using their environment. I really appreciate that when it comes to structure building, and I don't know. Using your environment is always the correct answer.
It's true, though, that the coral reef is all like all of the genuses in here are imported.
Yeah.
Which is quite the move towards
it's a different colonialism. It's different kind.
Yeah, it's for real.
I hate it.
Yeah.
And then finally you disappear into some kind of structure above you. And the doors open in front of you.
Yeah. What do I see? What do my bug eyes see?
Burp first. Give me a second.
Oh, okay. I thought you touched your chest because you were like, you see death. You see your death. Like you were so touched by it.
On a pale white horse. a space horse.
We had votes on the Patreon earlier, and I want to see if it's changed. So give me 1 second. I'm going to look this up.
No. For anyone who doesn't know, on our Patreon, we allow you, the viewers, to vote on certain things. The rest of us don't look at it. So we have no idea what's about to happen to us.
TPK or not TPK? It's up to you, I guess.
Decide.
Is you ain't.
Yeah.
My baby.
So ahead of you is this large room. There's a bunch of consoles on the area, on the like the level that you're on, right? And various different techs are like rapidly like running towards the corners of the room, towards various exits. And up ahead, there's several guards who seem to be like readying themselves. They're like deploying portable cover. And at the far end of the room is this large glass opening that shows the massive energy-based orbital elevator at the far end. And it like this powerful light flashes forward at you, silhouetting everything ahead of you. And you can see at the far end of the room as well is this huge obsidian obelisk that stretches up towards the ceiling. Out of it runs these various different cables with some kind of liquid pulsing in and out of it, wrapping around it and passing through it. That is the supercomputer.
Okay.
This massive quantum no space computer that controls everything inside of this huge facility. And something stands up. Of this like balcony where the supercomputer is located. It's somebody. It's not something. It's somebody. It's very clearly a humanoid form. It looks human, but it's entirely silhouetted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as you watch it, it like shakes its head, cracks its neck from back side to side, and then it begins to shift. Changing. Bone pops out of socket. Muscle begins to shift and change and alter itself as this creature begins to grow and grow and grow, like exceeding its own capabilities and moving past its own physical bonds until this massive silhouette of this alien-looking wolf thing stands ahead of you. And then it shakes its arms and these huge blades pop out, extending out like 10 feet out in each direction, and it
What the hell is that? What is that, Miles? Miles? What the fuck is that?
Death.
It's a distant relative of yours, Anne.
I know. What is it? What I know
it's
Wolf
cousin
things.
Garlov.
Garlov.
What's my mysticism arcana check? What's the equivalent?
Probably
I can never
culture?
Skills.
Probably mysticism.
Yeah, make a mysticism check. Mysticism.
Mysticism.
Check for some mysticism. Mysticism.
God damn, that roll sucked. 10.
Does Helena have better mysticism?
Yeah, I can roll that if
roll,
you want.
I bet you're also wondering, like Helena, what this fucker is.
That is a 31?
Yes.
Oh,
please.
Yes, you did.
Thank God.
That's a werewolf.
That's a werewolf.
But also,
okay, different
a
thing.
Werewolf.
It's fine. Oh no.
But also not a werewolf.
Let's say it's more than a werewolf. More than
is it a
werewolf.
Wait, there's more.
It's more than a werewolf. All right.
Okay. Do you want us to roll for initiative? What are we going to do?
I think we're at time.
Oh my god, that went so
I know
fast.
It was so quick.
Miles! How dare!
I want to fight it.
Well, you just have to wait until next week. Not when D says cool, 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 cool,
cool, cool, cool, cool, cool, cool,
cool, cool, cool, cool, cool, cool, cool, cool, cool, cool.
That's probably fine.
This is how I interact with chat.
Amazing.
That's
true.
Y'all, that was a blast. I'm so excited about your bug suits. Thank you so much for listening to Starfound. Once again, please leave us a like or a follow or whatever it is, and a positive review wherever you are listening. And please head over to patreon.com/starfoundpod in order to pledge to help support us and get some added benefits and a mess of extra Starfound content. And remember, you can tip in order to help or hinder the players at streamlabs.com/hearthsingergames. Thank you again for listening and for your support, and we'll be back next week. See you soon, Starfam. This podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Incorporated, which are used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. This podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo Incorporated. For more information about Paizo's community use policy, please visit paizo.com/community use. For more information about Paizo Incorporated and Paizo products, please visit paizo.com.
Music by Murder Sauce.